tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, it's Thursday. What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome inside the Black Actors Studio. I'm your host, Danny Royce. Joining me in the studio today is my youngest guest, gracing the studio. I'm excited to have her in here. You've seen her on Hidden Figures, Black Panther, Grey's Anatomy, and much more. And you know her very well from Good Girls as Sarah. The Black Actors Studio is very proud to have Lydia Jewett.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course. And as I mentioned, you are the youngest guest in here. So
yes.
I love having different, you know, guests in the studio to get different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So definitely talking to our younger audience and our young actors and out there making it work or trying to make it work. So that's great that you're here. Thank you again.
Of course. Thank you.
And I want to say congratulations for season 3.
Thank
you. Come through.
That's so amazing.
Come through.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your character specifically and maybe what we can expect.
Okay. Well, as most of you know, my character on Good Girls is Sarah Hill. She's the daughter of Ruby and Stan Hill on Good Girls. And Sarah, for this season, I think everyone should expect seeing some changes in Sarah, seeing like how she gets older and she gets smarter. Mm-hmm. And so I think everyone's going to be excited, but also surprised to see the changes in her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Good Girls later on.
Definitely.
But how we like to get started in the studio here is from the beginning.
Okay.
Where were you born?
I was actually originally born in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
And
I was adopted when I was 4 years old,
right.
And I came to the United States when I was 4 years old.
Okay.
And it's very funny because when I started acting, it wasn't really a thing that, I mean, I love acting, but it's like it wasn't really a thing then that I said I want to be an actor when I grow up. Mm-hmm. You know, it really just, I hate to say it this way, but it really did just happen.
Yeah.
It started happening because I would be like walking around with my family and people would stop us almost every day and say, oh my gosh, she's so cute. She should be on commercials and stuff like that. And so that happened for about a year. And it was actually my sister who said, okay, if one more person comes up to us, we don't have to pursue it, but we should like take
look
a look
it.
At it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And so there was this one friend we had who was in modeling and in print. And so we asked her, like, don't tell us which doors to go through, but tell us which ones to kind of avoid. And from then, it kind of just started happening.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you did, like, commercials when you were younger? Or
Yes. Yeah, I did commercials, and then it went to national commercials, and then I got picked up by an agency here in California, and it kept on rolling.
Where did you move before?
I was actually, I lived in Florida at that time.
In Florida.
Yeah. We've lived here for about, we've lived here full time for about 2 years now.
Okay.
But we went back and forth for about, I think, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, from California to Florida.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, you have viewers, you know, from everywhere in all walks of life, and those who have been adopted.
Mm-hmm.
What was like something, a challenge for you? Growing up, being adopted, and what was something that like you're truly grateful for?
I mean, I'll start with the truly grateful because I'm just grateful because if I wasn't adopted, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, and I wouldn't be at the point in life that I am.
Right.
And so I'm very grateful for my mom and dad who adopted me when I was 4 years old. And I think really the hardest thing, Not really the hardest thing, but something that was kind of difficult for me was I was different, you know?
Yeah.
And with every kid out there who's that age, it's harder to be different from all your friends and to have all that. But what was great is that I actually had friends who were also adopted, and so I wasn't like too different. We were all the same, but I think that was one of the things that I didn't struggle with, but it was something that was kind of always there.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that. I want to ask this question. It's funny. Did you have any nicknames growing up?
Oh my gosh, I still
you still,
I
have,
still have this nickname. My all my siblings call me Fuzzy Wuzzy because of my hair. But not in a, not like, it's just joking.
Right, it's just
right,
joking,
yeah.
Right.
And so,
I got to see it out, the braids,
I
guess.
We have the braids in right now, but when my hair was out, it'd be so big and so fluffy and so, yeah.
It's so fluffy!
So fluffy! But yeah, no. Yeah, my siblings and I have always teased each other throughout the years,
yeah.
So it is funny. I used to hate the nickname when I was growing up, but now it's...
Of course.
Now I appreciate
it. Now you appreciate
it.
how many siblings are you?
I have three.
Three.
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the youngest of four. So
oh, wow.
Baby power, let's
yeah.
go. And so how are family dynamics in your household? You guys all get along pretty well?
I mean,
you have
we get
obviously
along
a sibling rivalry.
We get along as siblings would get along. Well, right now I actually have... I have two siblings who are in college right now,
mm-hmm.
and so my sister goes to college in at Channel Islands, and so she's not too far away from a home, so she comes home like every other weekend, so
okay.
I get to see her. But
nice.
Yeah, also my brother goes to college also, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the baby, but I'm also kind of just there at house alone.
Right.
But yeah,
I mean, and you're going to school as well.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
For you know, how is that for you?
School.
Going, yeah, because I mean, I've had people on here who were child actors and
mm-hmm.
things like that, and you know, having their perspective, but as in now,
yeah.
2020,
yeah.
you know, it's a little different.
Yes.
So how is like the school life with acting mm-hmm. and all that? How's that work for you?
Being a child actor or where I am right now, it is harder to fit the school dynamic
yeah.
into it, but
mm-hmm.
I'm very big on education, and education has always really come first with me.
Okay.
And so with our family in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now I actually go to an online school. It's called Dwight Global.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually been my dream school for about like 5 years now. And so I'm
nice.
Really excited that I'm actually attending the school.
That's awesome.
But it's really good because the classes are, it's kind of like more of a college schedule. It's one class maybe two times a week. And so if you miss one class, you can catch the other.
Oh,
but,
that's perfect.
Yeah, so that's really good for like how much I work and how much I do
right.
all these different things. And so, yeah, it's a really good school. And I'm like, I love this school because
mm-hmm.
it's just a very good curriculum.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's very good dynamic.
That's good.
Dynamic.
And it's very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah, and you mentioned earlier, you know, that, you know, it just kind of happened. You didn't
mm-hmm.
wish or dream to be.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it happens all the time. You
yeah.
know, you just fall into things. People, like, you know, when they're younger, they're like, oh, I want to be a fireman or a
yeah.
scientist. And then they fall into something else,
mm-hmm.
which they turn to absolutely love.
Yes.
But I always say that, you know, your heart will, it will find what makes you happy. You
yes.
know? So
yeah.
you always enjoyed performing. You just said no.
Yes. Yeah, I was always a very outgoing
right.
kid. So this is actually very perfect for me. Yeah.
Exactly. So who are some of the people that you watched when you were younger and now that really inspired you on the screen and made you kind of just want to give it your all to this?
Well, that's a really good question. And because, like, just going back to that whole, it just started happening. The thing, it's like, it's funny because I get sometimes I get questions like, what inspired you to start
mm-hmm.
acting? It's not really what inspired me to start acting. It's what inspired me to keep going.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so it's really the people in the shows and the movies that I watch that, like, give me that feeling, like, I want to do that. I
right.
want to be in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've my dream actually is to be, maybe in, like, 5 years, to be in those really dramatic roles that can move people in the emotion. Because
yes.
my favorite movies and TV shows are when people give all of themselves to a role, and they have such a strong emotion that they are showing that I can feel that emotion
mm-hmm.
too while watching.
Yes.
And so that's what my dream really is to portray.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so what are some of your favorite TV shows, movies?
I mean, I love Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I love I actually just watched the movie Day After Tomorrow with Dennis Quaid.
Okay.
And so
I love that
was
movie.
An amazing movie. Yes.
I love that movie.
That was an amazing movie, but yeah, and like This Is Us and all
yes,
that.
This
so
is Us is
yes.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do that after show. I host the after show of This
really?
Is Us.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great time. And so you talked about, you know, some of these people who have powerful emotional
mm-hmm.
Performances.
Yes.
What's one performance that you've seen that really changed the game for you?
I mean, I
that's
did
the top of your head.
I know. I mean, this is the first thing I can think of. It is a little bit older for me, but it was a really good movie to watch. Mm-hmm. Three Billboards Out of Ebbing, Missouri. Mm. That was such an amazing movie. And even though it was like that emotion throughout, it was some parts that were really heavy and really emotional that really like got me. And I really hooked me on it, and so that's the kind of roles that I want to portray in a few years
for time. Sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, you know, nothing's ever too old for you. If you can understand it, if you can be affected by it, then you know, then it's perfect.
Yeah, it's good to watch.
It's very good to watch. So I want to talk about Hidden Figures, for example. You know, it was an incredible movie and one of my favorite actors, Taraji P. Henson. Yes. And how was it working on that set?
I mean, it was amazing. Ted Melfi, the director, is such an amazing director.
Yeah, for sure.
And, we've actually stayed in touch with him for a little bit. But it was amazing because one day on set, I actually got to meet Janelle and Octavia and Taraji. Mm-hmm. So that was really amazing because, you know, I might have been able to get that chance again, but then being that young and even though I didn't really understand the, like, importance of it then, it's really amazing. I feel, like, so honored that I was able to do that and able to meet them.
Of course,
even if I didn't totally and completely understand it then.
Yeah, for sure. What was what's one of your favorite memories on set?
On set of Hidden? Oh my gosh. I loved, we actually had someone who was teaching us the math. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't teaching us, but he was helping us being able to write it on the board.
Okay.
So that huge math equation that I had to write on the board, that was probably my favorite scene.
Really?
Because
okay.
I've always been like huge on math, and I love math. That's one of my favorite classes.
Uh-huh.
But it's funny because I had no idea what it was then. It was like all gibberish to me. But now it's funny because I can probably actually understand it now. But that was probably my favorite scene. Yeah, my favorite moment.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
And so you have to, I mean, as any actor, especially a child actor, you have to have a big support system.
Yeah.
So who are some of your big supporters in your tribe?
I mean, it's my family, honestly. It's my mom and my dad. And even though, like, they're not actors themselves, and even though they don't really know it, like, they don't know it from experience, can still, like, they still lift me up and they still give me good words to know in my head. And so that's really the most important thing, because no matter what you're pursuing, it's good to have a good support system that keeps you going.
For sure.
And so I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah. That's really grateful. A blessing to have.
Yes.
I should say.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you again for joining me
in
the studio.
Yes.
And also for everyone who's watching, thank you for tuning in. And you can catch the entire season one of Inside the Black Actor Studio on The On Channel. So that's www.theonchannel.com. You can go ahead and stream the entire season one. So go ahead and do that. And so you can get up to date with everything. Also, big shout out to Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro for allowing me to bring these guests in and week out and share their amazing stories with you all. We are here with Lydia. So I want to talk about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, okay? What a blessing and a privilege to be on such an amazing film, inspiring film, game-changing film. I want to know, what was your experience like on that set?
It was amazing, honestly. I feel so honored and so blessed to be able to be in a movie of such high importance and such like moving and such big influence in the Black community.
Yes.
And in every big movie like that, there are going to be scenes that are going to be not make it. But I'm so grateful for Ryan Coogler because he put my scene in the extended version.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still get to be, like, a part of it.
A part of it,
and
exactly.
And so just being able to be there and be able to meet those people and be in their presence was just amazing.
Yeah.
Because I actually got to meet Chadwick and Lupita.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, like, even then I knew who they were. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. Do you know who you are? No. Yeah, so I love how you mentioned, you know, the impact it had on the black community, because it really did. And you, in your understanding of, you know, where Hollywood is moving right now, progressing, what is something that you're excited for the black community and the future of Hollywood?
I mean, I'm excited for those big movies and big TV shows that really feature the black community, that make it make it big and become very successful. Mm-hmm. But also, I'm excited to see everyone up there together.
Yeah.
And so to see all different races, religions, different abilities all up there together. And so it's very important for all of us to be represented and to see ourselves up there on the screen.
Exactly. Because, for so long, you know, and people were not really included like they are now, but we are progressing, and I love that. I love that, because people can see themselves or their family or their father, their mother, you know, whatever it may be, they can see that on there. You mentioned that you love Grey's.
Yes.
Are you a Shondaland fan?
I am a huge Shondaland fan. I was so... I mean, this is like probably not the correct word to use, but I was so happy when I got that audition, because I was like, I loved Grey's Anatomy. It's something I watched with my sister. Mm-hmm. And so it was amazing when I got the audition. Yeah. And when I booked the role, it was phenomenal, honestly.
Awesome.
And so they were the nicest people. They were so amazing. Mm-hmm. Everyone was very nice.
Yeah.
Everyone was very kind
warm,
and
yeah.
comforting. Yeah. And so that was an amazing experience.
And that's awesome. But as far as like auditions, what when you get, you know, your sides, what are some of the things, or you have any rituals, you have any things that you do when you are studying those for the audition?
I've always been really good at like memorizing the lines for an audition, because I'm a huge reader. I'm a very avid reader, and so I'm very good at keeping facts and knowledge in my brain, and that also means certain sentences and phrases and
for
all
sure.
that. So I've always been good at memorizing lines, but also what I try to do is I have to do it anyway, but I try to put myself in the character.
Yes.
Like, I try to imagine it as if this is my real life, and I really am that character going through life and on this path that they're on.
Right.
And so I feel like that's really what I try to do with every audition that I go out for, because that's really the best thing you can do. There's a lot of things that aren't in your control.
A lot, yes.
But what you can control is what I like doing my best on.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey. Come through.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what was the growth between like your first work and now?
Oh my gosh.
What would you say like is the biggest difference?
The biggest difference?
Yeah.
I mean, my first big like actual role was on as a series regular was on Wits Academy for Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really fun set to be on, because it was a lot of kids, and at that age it was super fun to be with other kids.
Of course.
And so I feel like from then and now I've become way more experienced.
Of course.
I've become much better at my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's just, you know, it's when you practice things and you've done it for a few years, you just get better. And that's really the only difference I can really see. I've become more mature, of course. Also, I feel like that's really the main difference between that little 8-year-old girl and me.
And, right?
Right, yeah.
Huge difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're going to continue seeing differences,
yes, definitely.
You know, as you get older, obviously,
yeah.
and more experienced. What's something or a challenge that you find in the industry? What's something that really kind of, I mean, there are tons of challenges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's something that you've come across that you've realized that, you know, I have to work on this to overcome that?
Oh, personally?
Yeah.
Yeah. this is going to sound weird, but like one of my personal challenges is not being able to recognize my limits, my personal challenges. Mm. And so I
mean, that's a story with a lot of people.
And so I'm that kind of person who gives 100%. And so, like, when I try to put all of myself into something that I'm working on, sometimes instead of giving 100%, I give 200%. And so my challenge is having to pull myself back, because sometimes I will say it be school, work, anything like that. Like, I will sit for 12 hours straight so I can finish schoolwork so that I can feel good about it. And so that's really my personal challenge. And it's like, it can be something that works in my favor, or yes, it can be something that works against me.
Right.
And so it's really, I have noticed that I have to work on being able to balance that out instead of having to drive and drive and drive and drive and drive and like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, with everything that you do, you should have a very good and strong work ethic.
Of course.
But
yeah,
the way I do it is probably
overload.
It's probably too, yeah, probably overload.
It's overload.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's good. Like you said, it's good, mm-hmm, especially in this industry,
yes,
because you really have to,
yeah,
work and hit the pavement,
yeah,
you know, and in a town with 10,000 other people doing exactly, trying,
yes,
to do exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great, though,
yeah,
you know, and it's good that you've recognized that and, mm-hmm, you have time to work on it.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Good Girls, right?
Yes.
We are back to Good Girls.
Good Girls.
You know, I've Rena Wilson, Matthew Lillard, mm-hmm, you know, Retta,
awesome.
I've always, you know, been a fan, especially Matthew, since, like, mm-hmm, Scream 1. That was, like, what, the,
yes,
90s? Huge fan, you know. So, first off, I want to ask you, because you said you were a big fan of Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How was it meeting Retta and just being...
I mean, like, I've never really been the kind of girl to, like, totally, like, oh my gosh, I love you, I love your shows,
fan
all
out.
That. Like, fangirl. But, yeah, no, it was definitely so amazing, because it wasn't just her that I recognized. I recognized May from Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Matthew from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was just... That was actually kind of a hard day, because I really had to focus on my lines. And I had to focus on Sarah and not all these people that I was with at,
right,
that time. And so it was just phenomenal, because at that, it's amazing to be able to meet those types of people that you look up to at that age, because,
right,
the first time I met all of them, I was about like 9 going on 10, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just at that age, it's like, wow, I get to meet all these people,
right,
and it's like, this will keep coming.
Uh-huh.
And so it was what was happening at that moment, but it's also what I knew was going to happen, keep going forward,
right?
And so, yeah, that was really like the feeling that I had, and
yeah,
it was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And have you ever like sat down with Reno at all or anything, and talked about,
definitely,
like, because, you know, he was a childhood actor,
mm-hmm,
on Cosby Show and all that. So did he give you any pointers or anything like that?
I mean, Reno's, one of my favorite Reno phrases is, what's for you is for you,
yes,
and it's for you can't be unfor you.
Mm.
And that's really good to know as a child, as anyone, but especially as a child actor. It's good to know that, because it's like, you get these roles, or you go out for these roles, and you get really, really far, but then at the end, you don't get picked. And
yeah,
it's good to know that that role wasn't for you.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean any role isn't going to be for you going forward. It just means that you weren't exactly what they were looking for at that time.
Exactly.
And so it's good to have a thick skin. And he hasn't said like that exactly, but just in general, it's good to have a thick skin, and it's good to know that there's only one you, and that you is valuable. And if you give up and because someone said no to you, then the world misses out on you.
Yeah. For,
yeah,
sure. I mean, there's so many no's, but,
mm-hmm,
you'll get that
yes
out of 1,000 no's,
yes,
right? And life-changing yes.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite memories on Good Girls so far?
So, I mean, There's so many because we make so many memories.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite memories, well, first of all, last season, in season two, there was this episode where the Girl Scouts, the Journey Scouts, were going to Canada. And the girl who played my best friend in the Journey Scouts was actually one of my best friends in real life before she booked the role. And so it was funny because I was coming back from set and we were at base camp and there was this one girl whose hair looked very, very familiar because we went to the same school. And I saw her, and it was so funny because we saw each other, and we loved it, and we ran and hugged each other.
That's hilarious.
And so throughout that episode, we were having so much fun together. And so that was probably one of my favorite memories, but also just all the behind-the-scenes stuff, laughing and dancing and singing with the Hill family.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh, my little brother, Danny Boy Jr. But, yeah, there's just so many memories we make, and they're all very valuable.
Yeah, and make sure you carry all those
Definitely,
with you.
Yeah.
A lot of actors, they sometimes work one job, and they leave, and they forget all about it, and then go to the next. But it's those little moments that we have to carry.
Yeah, it's going to stay with you forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you binging anything right now? What are you on?
Oh my gosh.
What you on?
I mean, between school and work, there isn't much time to sit and watch shows. But when I do have the time, I love this show on Netflix called Daybreak about the kids in the apocalypse.
I heard about that, yeah.
I love that show. It's just amazing because it's one of those shows, they don't come around a lot, one of those shows that really highlight kids.
But in
more of an adult situation, you know? And so, like, instead of just kids in a school, it's kids in the apocalypse for with danger and violence and them really having to fend for themselves. And so that's one of the shows I'm binging right now also, yeah.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
Daybreak.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Well, I want to move into another part of the interview.
Yes.
It's a special segment.
Oh, cool.
Fast questions, okay?
Okay. Oh. Okay. I'm excited for
this. I ask you a question, and you give me the first answer, your first thought, the thing that pops in your head,
okay?
You ready?
Yes, I believe so.
All right.
Okay.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yes. You're going so great already.
Oh,
no?
So quick. I just love how it just rolls off my tongue. Portray.
Portray.
Portray. I've always loved that word for some reason. It's been the one word that I've always loved. Portray.
Nice. That's a good one. What's your least favorite word?
Oh my gosh. Think.
Really?
It's really hard because that's like one of the most common words ever used. But like just hearing the word think, I don't know. It's just something about it. I can't put my finger on the exact reason why, but it's just think. I can't.
Okay. All right. Think. I'll make sure to text you that later. Think. No. What's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound? Oh. My favorite sound is probably piano, like listening to pianos, because I'm actually learning how to play the keyboard right now in certain songs. And so I think just being able to sit and hear just a nice, soft concerto melody, or something on the piano, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I play piano.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's awesome.
That's my favorite instrument.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite sound?
Nails scratching on a chalkboard.
I can't do it.
I feel like that's got to be everyone's least favorite.
I don't know who likes it. Honestly, or the styrofoam rubbing together.
Oh my gosh, the styrofoam.
Can't do it. If you could trade places with anyone right now, who would it be?
Right now? Oh my gosh. I think maybe... Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
I've always just like where she is in her life, and like right now I am a child actor, and so I'm like going through those things that a child actor and a child goes through.
Right.
But Ellen, she's way past that, and she's so successful, and she's so kind and generous and compassionate, and so I'd love to see how she sees the world.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Pancakes. That was the quickest response I got.
Pancakes, definitely. I like waffles, but pancakes always come first. Okay. The texture.
Yeah. Definitely. For sure. Get it soaked in on syrup there. Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite musician?
Favorite musician would probably have to be, at the moment, Alec Benjamin. Mm. Yeah, he's a solo artist, but many of his songs, he's not really like a... He would fall kind of under the pop genre, but he isn't like the Taylor Swift or Shawn Mendes, but he has more heavy topics and he has more meaningful songs. Gotcha. And so, yeah, his songs are like the kind of songs you would listen to on like a rainy day, mm-hmm. laying down, reading a book, that kind of thing. So, yeah, he's my favorite artist right now.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. And if you could work with any actor right now, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I would have to say Asante Black.
Ah.
I've always I've loved him from When They See Us.
Yeah.
And I loved him in This Is Us. And well, he's still in This Is Us and he keeps doing it, but when I saw him on This Is Us, and so I think I would really love to be able to meet him or be in a project with him, because he is one of those actors, again, that has already gone through the child actor phase.
Yeah.
And so he's one of those actors that I want to become. He's one of those actors that can put so much of himself into a role and be able to show and give me that emotion so well and so good that I get moved in that emotion too. And so I would love to be able to work off of him, because the best interactions that I have on screen are with other people.
Right.
Because you feed off of other people. And so being able to feed off of that emotion, but also have my emotion that I'm giving in also that I'm giving to, is that would be amazing. I would love to work with Asante.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool. And last but not least.
Okay.
All right. Heaven's real. You get up to God. What would you like to hear him say to you?
What?
You get up to God.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to hear him say to you?
That I should keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know that's a lot of people always say that, but it's really true.
It really is.
No matter how strong you are in yourself, no matter how thick of a skin you are, you just need someone to say that time to time. And so, that would be...
Amen to that.
Yes. And so that would, I mean, just to tell me that it's all okay and that I need to have faith, because even though you might have it all throughout your life, there's those times that you really need someone to say that to you and for it to move you. And so that would be, that would be one of the things that I would really need to hear.
Great. Well, that was good. Thank you. That was a good round of fast questions.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
So do you have anything coming up soon that we should keep an eye out for?
Yes, actually. I have a movie during the summer. I spent about 3 months in Canada filming a movie for Netflix called Feel the Beat.
Gotcha.
And the main role, April, is portrayed by...
Portrayed. Favorite word.
By Sophia Carson. And there's a whole ensemble of girls. There's a lot of dancing. That was really fun.
Nice.
There was a lot of dancing that we got to do. And it's just going to be so much fun. I think everyone's going to love it. And one of the best things about it is that, like I said earlier, there's a lot of representation. There's different races. There's different religions. And there's differently abled people also. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm really excited to see how people receive the movie, because I think everyone will be able to see some part of themselves up on that screen.
Nice.
So I'm very excited to see their reactions to the movie.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, great. Well, thank you so much joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
One thing before we wrap up, I like to do with my guests is give them a spotlight. So you're going to just, address your audience, leave them with a word of inspiration.
I know everyone says that you should keep going, you shouldn't give up just because you hear a no, but the reason everyone says that is because it's true. And so really what you should do, and that is, even if you get a no, that doesn't define you. You are still you with that no or without that no. And so what's important for you to remember is that you need to still be you, and you need to still pursue whatever you're pursuing, whether it be art or acting or whatever you want to do. And you just can't let the no's get you down, because one day you will get a yes. But if you give up when you get a no, then you won't ever get that yes. And the world will miss out on you.
Yeah.
And so the most important thing is to keep going.
Hey, yeah. Thank you so
much. Of course. Thank you for
joining.
Having me.
Of course. Go ahead and tell everyone where to find you and social media and all that good stuff.
Okay. All my social media platforms are at Lydia Jewett. Yeah.
Awesome. Nice and easy, guys.
Nice and easy.
And the folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, you can find season one, full season one, on www.theonchannel.com. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. We'll see you next week, same place, same time, inside Black Actor Studio.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.